This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have disrupted several roads, and the major rivers of the state are flowing above normal levels. In the capital city, Dehradun, heavy rains last night led to debris entering several houses in the Karligad area of Sahasrdhara. The popular tourist site Sahasrdhara has also suffered damage, with some shops reported to be destroyed. More from our correspondent.
Due to the rains, a portion of a pulley on a Haridwar-Dehradun National Highway near the Lal Tapar area has been damaged. Relief and rescue teams are present at the affected locations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation. They assured full support from the central government and emphasized that the centre stands firmly with the state in these times of the crisis. Chief Minister Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas, reviewed the relief efforts.
ली है, उन्होंने चिंता व्यक्त करी और हर प्रकार से हमको आश्वासन दिया है। अपने गृह मंत्री जी ने राज्य में जो आपदा आई है उसके बारे में आकलन किया है, उनका भी धन्यवाद भी करता हूँ।
द मेट डिपार्टमेंट हैज इशूड एन ऑरेंज अलर्ट फॉर हैवी रेन इन देहरादून, नैनीताल एंड चंपावत डिस्ट्रिक्ट टुडे विद वार्निंग्स ऑफ हैवी रेन इन अदर रीजन्स एज वेल। साक्षी सिंह, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, देहरादून।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of anti-narcotics task forces of 36 states and union territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. He mentioned that 10 crore people and 3 lakh educational institutions are associated with this campaign.
एक त्रिकोणीय रणनीति के तहत हमने कदम उठाने पड़ेंगे। ड्रग की सप्लाई चेन के लिए हमारा रूथलेस अप्रोच होना चाहिए, डिमांड रिडक्शन में एक स्ट्रेटेजिक अप्रोच होना चाहिए और हार्म रिडक्शन में ह्यूमन अप्रोच होना चाहिए। ये तीनों अप्रोच के साथ एंटी नार्कोटिक्स टास्क फोर्स ने आगे बढ़ना चाहिए।
India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, underlined the long-standing and fruitful space partnership between Indian Space Research Organization and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, describing it as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington, the ambassador said the collaboration has grown through various missions and programs, including the Chandrayaan mission, the Artemis Accords, and the recent NISAR launch. He added, India is planning a manned moon mission and a space station between 2028 and 2035, with NASA continuing as a vital partner.
Future is clearly bright. India is looking at its own manned mission to moon, but also its own space program, which we are expecting to be ready between 2028 and 2035, its own space station, and of course the Gaganyaan mission. And in all this, NASA has truly been really an exemplary partner for us.
A United Nations Commission of Inquiry has alleged that Israel has committed acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The report claims there are reasonable grounds to conclude that 4 of the 5 acts defined as genocide under international law have been carried out since the conflict began in 2023. In response to the Hamas-led attack, the Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza. Since then, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza has reported that at least 64,905 people have been killed in Israeli attacks. Additionally, UN-backed food security experts have declared a famine in Gaza City. Israel's foreign ministry rejected the report as distorted and false, accusing the UN panel of echoing Hamas propaganda. The International Cricket Council has officially rejected the Pakistan Cricket Board's demand to replace match referee Andy Pycroft following the controversial conclusion of the India-Pakistan group stage match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. India won the game by 7 wickets, but the focus quickly shifted from cricket to an escalating diplomatic spat over a post-match gesture. And with that, we end this news bulletin.